This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So Joe Biden says that if the border bill doesn't pass, the American people are going to know why. And he's going to take that issue to the American people. Yes, indeed. He's going to do that, folks. Because why? Because the border is broken. The immigration system is broken. Did you know that? Were you aware of that? Do you believe that? Well, folks, it's broken as far as the Biden administration, the far left, is concerned, Democrat Party elite. It's broken as a result, in as far as they're concerned. And is it really broken? They don't care. They obviously don't care if it's not really broken, because that's the message. The message is that it's broken. And only, guess what? Just like only Joe Biden can save our democracy, or only a vote for Joe Biden can save our democracy, only Joe Biden can fix the border. Because it's broken, right? Well, we don't believe that for a minute. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. It is the Wednesday edition of the program. Glad to be with you this morning, of course, as we race into hour number four of the broadcast. And once again, it's going by at light speed. Well, maybe at warp speed. How about that? So if you see us going by, just latch on and come along with us, because we're going to speed through this hour like you never thought. And once again, glad to be with you. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to opine on the program this morning. And then also you can head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. You can send us a direct message. You can find me on social media, Facebook, and, of course, X, formerly known as Twitter. You can find out more about the program as well. So head over to KyleWarrenShow.com, and we can see you over there as well. And we've got a lot of great messages this morning. We got a great message from Mark earlier in the day, where he's listening on WGUL, and he wrote in and had a great question for Denise Simon about a comment she made and asked for some clarification. She was able to do that. So pretty much any time, day or night, folks, you can write us a direct message. We'll be happy to respond to it on the radio. Great to hear from Richard the Marine, of course. Also, listener Joan this morning, we heard from all the way up there in Seattle, Washington, and also Trucker Ron in Denver, hearing from him as well. And we always do love to hear from you guys. It really does make my morning to get direct messages as well as calls. So always feel free, because that's one of the reasons that we're here. Well, I'll tell you what, though, folks. One of the reasons that the Border Patrol is there on the border is to do what? All together now, patrol the border, right? I think that's what they want to do as well. I don't think they want to be glorified tour guides from the Biden administration as people just pour across the border. And so, honestly, I really don't think that this border bill has anything to do with reality. As we've been talking about through the last couple of days, H.R. 2 really is the better alternative, and that's something that the Democrats have left simply sitting there, by the way. And if they really wanted to fix things, you think they would take it up, maybe at least debate it and try, even if they wanted a horse trade on it, you know, at the very least, get this process going. But they're not going to do that, right? Because they have to save it all for the idea that they and they alone can fix the border, or Biden, and Biden alone, he's the only one who can actually fix the border. In fact, we can hear what Joe Biden had to say about this border bill, and I guess who's responsible for shooting it all down? Let's listen to Joe Biden.
As long as you all know, the immigration system has been broken. and it's long past time to fix it. That's why months ago I instructed my team to begin negotiations with a bipartisan group of senators to seriously and finally fix our immigration system.
Okay, stop right there. We're going to seriously and finally fix it because, as we all know, for so long, the immigration system has just been broken. It's just been broken. That's why I'm taking action. I had a team do something, right? So if you're just sort of casually going by, right, and they expect they count on a lot of voters to just casually be going by, but we're here to make sure that that doesn't happen for them for the president because we're going to tell you like it is. But they're expecting people who are casually going by to say, wow, that sounds really presidential. You mean you identified a problem, namely the border and the immigration system is hopelessly broken and it's been broken forever, and I put a team together, and now we're going to solve it. We're going to finally fix the border. That's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to finally fix the border. And I just have to laugh at that. Okay, let's continue with President Biden.
For months now, that's what they've done. Working round the clock, holidays, over the weekend.
Holidays, weekends.
It's been an extraordinary effort by Senators Lankford, Murphy, and Sinema. The result of all this hard work is a bipartisan agreement that represents the most fair, humane reforms in our immigration system in a long time. And the toughest set of reforms to secure the border ever.
Ever.
Now, all indications are this bill won't even move forward to the Senate floor. Why?
Why?
A simple reason. Donald Trump. Because Donald Trump thinks it's bad for him politically. Therefore, he doesn't even know it helps the country. He's not for it.
Okay, I've got to stop right there. I'm laughing. Yeah, I'm laughing. It's been one of those days, right? And I think it deserves to be laughed at this point. You know, it's all Donald Trump, and that's what they're going with. It's all Donald Trump again, because why? Oh, guess what? Why? Because it's benefits him politically, says Joe Biden. Well, what does the chaos at the border do for Biden and company? It benefits them politically. Only now they see that people are really realizing what's happening there. They're not for it. So Biden and company have to come up with this bill that supposedly is the big fix. But folks, it doesn't fix it. It actually makes it worse. It even makes it worse for the states. They can't even challenge something in the state federal court. They have to go to D.C. Does that sound like it's the fairest bill? The fairest of them all? I don't think so. Stay right there, folks. Kyle Warren with you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him in the
All right. Welcome back. We are rocking this morning. And we are racing through and rocketing through hour number four here of the program, everybody. It's Wednesday morning. We hope that you have a great morning in store. If you're just waking up, if you're just getting up, getting started, we're glad to be along with you this morning. And by the way, at the bottom of the hour this morning, we'll be talking with Patrick Hyland. He is the host of the Sports Zone right here on AM 860, The Answer. And then a little before the top of the hour, about 10 minutes to the top of the hour, we'll be talking with Brandon Rimes. He's also host of the Consumer Quarterback Show right here on AM 860, The Answer. So we're going to talk some sports, some economics, real estate, and everything else we can think of, by the way. It's always fun. It's always informative. So we hope that you can stick around with us at the bottom of the hour, all the way up to the top of the hour, because we're going to have some great great information and great conversation. And also, folks, the impeachment for the vote for trying to impeach Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas has now failed in the House. As you may have heard, it was 216 to 214, basically. You had no Democrats voting for it. You did have four Republicans voted no on this. One changed his vote, as we were talking about with Denise Simon earlier, and this was Blake Moore, Republican out of Utah. He switched his vote at the last minute in what is really a procedural move to be able to get this back on the floor maybe as early as next week. So that was one of the reasons why it was changed at that very last minute to avoid a tie, we understand, and then they will be able to recall this. So whether or not that this will pass. There were also a couple of absences, as like I said, we were talking about with Denise. She had a lot of great information on this for us as well. And there were some absences, but there still may be the possibility here. Now, whether or not that happens, that's, you know, to be seen. But nevertheless, the Republicans are making a really good point. The Republicans are making a really, really good point, because their argument, my friends, has to do with the idea that the federal government, you know, under the direction of the Biden administration, is derelict in its duty. The federal government is not enforcing the laws, as is its prescriptive role to do. So you got Joe Biden on the one hand saying, well, it's these Republicans, or actually it's Donald Trump in particular, because Donald Trump wants this crisis to be worse. Well, no, he doesn't want the crisis to be worse. He actually tried to fix it the first time, Mr. President, and, you know, and has been calling for these kinds of things to happen. But, it's not because of Donald Trump that the immigration system is broken. It's really because of Joe Biden, the policymakers there, and all of these actions, in addition to inactions, that have created the humongous crisis that we have right now. So it's again, the argumentation is that somehow they're trying to fix this problem and do good by the American people, and at the same time, the Republicans can easily make the argument that no, we've actually been suggesting, we've been putting forth real solutions about this, H.R. 2, for example, and then, of course, the Biden administration will not even listen to something like that. So I think the American people will be the judge, because, just like Jim Jordan is talking about in November, because all they have to do is look out their front door, and they see exactly what's happening. All right. So once again, folks, 949-822-7959. You can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com, my home website, if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. And, you know, I tell you what, one of the other things that that we're looking at, of course, is Nikki Haley having having lost to literally no candidates listed, you know, or none of the above, essentially is what that works out to be in the Nevada primary. And that's gotta hurt, I would think, no matter what. That's gotta hurt. But it also is just really indicative that there is this juggernaut that's happening in the Republican Party, at least within the base. Now, the trick is going to be, and this is where the work is going to have to come into play, and that is to translate all that into a general election, into getting out to get independents, to getting other Democrats who are disillusioned. And my friends listening to us across the highways and byways, Democrat, you know, registered Democrats, maybe lifelong Democrats, what's happening right now is not working. It's just not working, and that is just, it's just evident. But I think what has to happen is there's got to be some kind of change. And I think that, again, if President Trump is the one who's going on to this nomination, that may be, that looks more and more inevitable, obviously. You know, when it happens officially, then he'll be the nominee. But barring something else, there can be legal issues and things like that that could affect all this, according to some polls. But nevertheless, it looks like Trump will be the nominee. So the message, the counter message to the Democrat message machine, has got to be, look, you know, things are so far out of control. Foreign policy, inflation, the economy in general, social issues, law and order, crime issues, all these things that are happening. We need to be able to have some kind of unified, strategy here based on some kind of common denominator. And this is where the left is so insidious. It's so insidious in terms of, you know, looking, you know, maybe being driven by an alien kind of ideology, right? An alien worldview, that goes against traditionally the American worldview, for lack of a better term, you know, quote unquote. And these alien philosophies, and it's really designed to make sure that we don't have the common elements that have brought us together. And it's really about division. And, oh, yeah, you know, the far left, those who really want to be authoritarian, that's why they always keep saying, oh, these Republicans, they want to be authoritarians. No, that's because the far left wants to literally be authoritarian. And so once they have authoritarian rule, you know, theoretically, then it would be, oh, they'd be unified, all right, just like you would be in some other system where you really can't speak out. And if you do, well, you're punished, you know, for lack of a better expression on that. That's the kind of unity they're looking for. But America, the unity that America has had and can have and can continue to have should be based, again, on our rights, which are inalienable, our rights of free speech, freedom of association, freedom to redress government, freedom to do all these things. That's exactly the kinds of things that we need to be, focusing on. Whether it's Republican, Democrat, it's about bringing people together to say, this isn't working. We need to make an actual change here. Very similar to 2016. I think that's where a lot of these parallels are. All right. Well, I'll tell you what, folks. We've got someone holding on the telephone line, and we talked to him yesterday. And so I tell you what, let's go with 60 seconds with Todd. Go, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen, the American people, okay? Biden's a disaster. Biden's one lie after another. You don't have to be a Phi Beta Kappa to know that Donald Trump is a trillion times better than the clown in the White House. I don't care if you're a Democrat. I don't care if you're black. I grew up with blacks in the Bronx, New York. Okay, I don't care if you're Spanish, Puerto Rican, or Sicilian like me. I don't care what you are, who you are, women, girl, man. Joe Biden sucks. You're an idiot. If you walk into the voting booth and you vote for a Democrat, okay, I don't care where you are, New York, where I'm from, anywhere in the United States, you're an idiot. You're a flat freaking idiot. I don't care. You don't care about your wife. You don't care about your kids. You don't care about your husband. You don't care about your grandparents. You don't care about our military. You don't care about Jesus. You don't care about nothing. That's how stupid you are. This guy sucks. Right. And Donald, yeah. You should be out there every day on the meeting. You 26 governors, you should be holding up this stupid bill and saying this is 10 times worse than what we have. And Joe Biden's let 30 million illegals in this country. Stand up for our country. Stand up for under our cops. He just got beat up in New York.
Yeah.
Does Joe Biden care? Stand up for Jesus Christ and get in the game. And let's get to work, Donald. And get on TV. And if you're not MAGA, we don't want
you. All right. Thanks, Todd. Appreciate it. All right, everybody. That's a little blast from the past there. We got Todd in Tampa, and he's very passionate this morning. Well, folks, stay right there. We're coming right back. Kyle Warren with you, Wednesday edition.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The 7 migrants accused in the Times Square assault on 2 NYPD officers have been formally charged. The Manhattan prosecutor announced the indictments regarding the January 27th attack outside a migrant shelter. Former President Trump's attorney, Jonathan Mitchell, argued before the Supreme Court Thursday that the events at the U.S. Capitol in 2021 should be termed a riot, not an insurrection.
President Trump did not engage in any act that can plausibly be characterized as insurrection.
He defined an insurrection as a violent effort to overthrow the government and contended that the 14th Amendment's prohibition on insurrectionists running for office only applies to appointed officers. The five Marines who were reported missing following a helicopter crash have been found dead. They were en route to San Diego from Creech Air Force Base near Las Vegas on a training flight last Tuesday. The wreckage of the helicopter was found yesterday. John Schaefer, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm so glad to be living in the USA. This is Back in the USA, of course. Very cool song. Covered there by Linda Ronstadt. And, folks, welcome back to the program. It is the Wednesday edition. We're glad to be with you. Glad that you're there. And we have an awful lot more to say and to talk about here on the program this morning. And we've also got Patrick Hyland, everybody. Patrick Hyland, of course, is host of the Sports Zone right here on AM 860 The Answer. You can hear him on Sunday mornings from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Time. Again, right here on AM 860 The Answer. And, of course, we've got the Super Bowl coming up. But we've also got a lot of other great sports news to talk about this morning with Patrick. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, everyone. Yeah, a lot of things happening in the world of football besides the Super Bowl. You know, they're talking about up there in the Berg, good old Pittsburgh, for all the Pittsburgh Steelers fans. They're looking to possibly trade for a quarterback. You know, that's a missing link for their team, and that's going to be a big, you know, thing that needs to happen. So do the Washington Commanders. Those two teams, they need to find a quarterback that can be their franchise guy and lead them to the promised land. So we shall see if those two franchises make it happen. Both great franchises over the years. And, you know, I'll have some fun talking about the Super Bowl more Friday, but we'll see what happens. If San Fran get their sixth Super Bowl to tie Pittsburgh, you know, in New England. We shall see.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a lot of fun. Now, it's official. spoke a little bit about it Monday. Would Mr. Roman agree to become the Chargers' offensive coordinator? And he has. And also, the defensive coordinator from Michigan is going to join Jim Harbaugh out there in California. So the Chargers are doing everything right to get ready for this upcoming season. If he can bring the same magic to the Chargers that he did with the Michigan Wolverines this past year, you know, they could contend. It's hard, though. First year coach to go to the Super Bowl. It's not easy. But stranger things have happened.
Well, that's right. Oh, yeah.
So everybody out there listening, you know, that's a Charger fan, a lot to be excited about. A lot of things to occur here in the future. Hockey's back in full gear, so that was good to see last night. Some good games, Kyle. So I'm really excited about the hockey season. The Tampa Bay Lightning, since we're here on AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, will you be able to catch the Lightning tonight? They'll be playing the Rangers up in New York. So they're looking to make the playoffs again this year. Pretty impressive, the talent they brought to the table over the last few years to make it happen. But we'll go down the scores last night of the games to let people know if their team won or lost. The Calgary Flames went into Boston and beat them 4-1. A little surprising. I thought the Bruins would beat them. But give Calgary credit. The Canadiens, Montreal, went into Washington and won 5-2. Flyers and Panthers down in South Florida. For all the Panther fans listening to the show, tough game. Flyers won 2-1. And then talking about Pittsburgh again, the Penguins won 3-0 over the Winnipeg Jets. Up in Buffalo, this was a great game. Kyle went back and forth. Buffalo Sabres lost to the Dallas Stars 2-1. Great game. A great game for the people who got to watch that one. Buffalo's trying to make a comeback up there in the hockey world. And then Vancouver, they've been playing so well, Kyle. Mm-hmm. They went into Carolina and won 3-2. So they find ways to win. That's the mark of a great team, Kyle, in any sport. You know, you and I talk about baseball a lot, and hockey, and football. Do you win the games where you're not playing well and you still find a way to win? That's the mark of a great team. Like in baseball, if you look at the end of the year, the teams that won more one-run games than others seem to make the playoffs and seem to get to the World Series. So it's just that very fine line in sports, you know? You know, as the old saying goes, game of inches.
Well, that's right. Absolutely.
Out there in Vegas. Yeah, man. Out in Vegas, the Golden Knights won 3-1 over the Edmonton Oilers. So that's kind of an update on hockey for everybody that enjoys the game. So it's become a lot more popular sport. They've done some things on TV to make it a little easier to follow, but it's so fast. Nothing like being in a hockey game live, Cal. Really?
Oh, well, that's right. That's exactly right. And I'm kind of getting more into hockey these days because of my son. He's kind of taken to it. So he likes to watch the games with me when he's home from school. And he's kind of explaining a lot to me. It goes by so fast, but he seems to know the ins and outs already.
Oh yeah, I mean there's a lot of rules, a lot of shifting. And it's a tough game. It's not easy. I mean those guys skate so fast to make it happen. God bless them. And you can see the talent. I mean it's a very unique sport to say the least.
Well, indeed, and I'm getting a much better appreciation of it. Well, you know, even as you mentioned, we talk about baseball. I just saw here that. Jose Altuve is getting out, 125 million five-year contract? That's pretty out of this world.
Yeah, it's amazing what these guys are making now. There's two ways to look at it, Cal. It's a great point you bring up. You know, the cost to go to see these games and the family to go and the TV contracts and the cost of things going up because obviously these people advertise and, you know, advertising costs money. So that gets, you know, sent to the product cost. I don't know, man. You know, it's a tough fine line. You know, I always like to see the balance of things. You know, you pay somebody that type of money, you know, you hope it trickles down to all parties that, you know, can appreciate it and use it. You know, I'm sure some people are real happy, his realtor, his car dealer, you know, his financial advisor. So, you know, that's the you know, part that can make things go around. But when it takes away from the family of four that, you know, is barely getting by to be able to enjoy sports, we didn't have that, you know, when I was growing up. You could find a way to go enjoy sports and be affordable, even if you were just barely getting by. We've lost that, and I think it's something that needs to be addressed.
Well, I agree. Well, even, you know, we go out and see our Angels play, and a lot of times they'll have, like, specials where you can get four tickets and Angel Dogs and that kind of stuff. It makes it easier for families, but what's one of the cool things about going to a baseball game is when you see the families there and you see, like, the young kids who are playing Little League, and they're just kind of watching their heroes, you know, and it's a lot better feeling of community sometimes.
No question about it, Cal. That is the beauty of it. I remember that growing up watching sports. And it's nice to get a foundation of, you know, learning team chemistry, because that's what life's all about. You know, it's all a team game. It's all about, you know, working together. And that's what I like to do for people. You know, work together with them, meet their financial goals, meet their, you know, aspirations of what they're trying to accomplish. Because that's what it's all about at the end of the day. But you have to take the time out to do it. It's just like a team practicing. You know, you have to practice before you play. And after you make the money, you got to be smart not to lose the money. And I help out people every day do that. And I pride myself in not losing people money. I'm not going to make you a millionaire, Cal, but I'm not going to make you lose everything in a bad way either. That's just the way I look at life. So if you're looking for any assistance and help when it comes to your financial insurance needs, you know, give me opportunity to help you out and earn your business. And that's real simple to get a hold of me. It's 813-966-1052. The phone number is 813-966-1052. I helped out somebody the other day, Cal. They're spending $300 a month on their pharmaceuticals. I got it down to $50.
Wow.
Just things you have to do and get people in the right drug programs, right health insurance. I had another person who was losing money in the stock market and moved the money to where, you know, worst case, he gets 1%. Best case, he gets 6%. Well, guess what? That's better than losing 10%.
No kidding.
So just do smart things for the right reasons. Give me a call. Patrick Highland at 813-966-1052. Look forward to talking to you Friday, Cal.
Sounds great, Patrick. Take care. God bless. All right, Patrick Highland, everybody, host of the Sports Zone right here on AM 860. And, folks, we're going to come right back. We're going to talk with Brandon Rimes, also host of the Consumer Quarterback Show right here on AM 860. Stay right there. Lots more to come.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
To race through and rocket through this Wednesday edition of the program, and it is for listening on 9:30. Thank you so much for your message. Yeah, I see the incident that you're talking about. I think it did happen at the end of December, I think. But we'll check into that for sure. But thank you, Uncle Rick, for sending me that news report, and we'll definitely check it out. I do appreciate it. All right. Once again, folks, welcome back. Kyle Warren with you. And we're going to be talking right now with Brandon Rimes. He is host of the Consumer Quarterback Show right here on AM 860 The Answer. And you can hear Brandon every Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Time, again, right here on AM 860 The Answer. Let's head on over to the telephone line and talk with Brandon. Good morning, Brandon. Good morning, Brandon. There you are. I think we got you.
Hey, good morning.
Oh, there you are. All right. Sorry about that. I think maybe we had something crossed there. All right. But there you are. And we're glad that you're with us this morning. And, of course, one of the things that we talk with you about each week here on the show, Brandon, obviously what's happening out there in real estate. But one of the central questions, and we just had the Fed leave the rates alone. They may change them in May, maybe. But what do you see on the horizon with this?
Yeah, I see more of the same. I see kind of like status quo. It was interesting, too. Did you see the remarks from Donald Trump regarding the Fed chair? It was kind of interesting. He had mentioned that he's potentially, he thought that he was trying to help Democrats. So it was kind of interesting to see in typical Donald Trump fashion. But, yeah, we love Trump. And, yeah, it's interesting to see, man. You know, you're going to have markets that are the thing to keep in mind with real estate. Real estate is super local. It's hyper local, and it's getting down to granular neighborhoods or north or south lines of a certain road or highway. So depending on the area that you live in this great country, you know, you want to make sure that you're consulting with a local real estate agent, somebody that's going to be boots on the ground. And, you know, for our area, here in South Florida, in, Tampa Bay, we're still experiencing very low inventory. And especially this time of year, we noticed that the traffic picks up, the traffic on the roadways, that is, because a lot of our friends from the north come down, the snowbirds, aka snowbirds, come down. And, you know, that's been a seasonal thing for a long time, that's affecting, you know, those seasonal factors of people coming down, that affects our, rental markets. It also affects buying, people always looking for second homes. So we still have low inventory here in Tampa Bay, and I think moderate rate, interest rate climate. So I think it's still, you know, a great time to invest. You know, you find the right deal, you buy it now. And if you don't like the rate, you can always refinance it later.
Well, exactly right. And I do know that homeowners a lot of times are looking for, or home buyers even, are looking for that change in the interest rates. But that's not the only factor, obviously, in purchasing a home or making any other kind of change. But also in commercial real estate, I know that Janet Yellen was quoted, I think yesterday, as, I don't have it right in front of me, but words to the effect that she's worried about commercial real estate moving forward here. And that has a lot to do with interest rates, because a lot of these, you know, property owners, they can't refinance their properties or sometimes sell them because the buyers don't want to pay the higher interest.
Yeah, exactly, Kyle. You're right on point. And when we look at the amount of debt that a lot of the big banks hold, it's over 50% in many cases commercial loans, commercial debt. So you have kind of like the Silicon Valley Bank. You have those issues where what you just described, they have these long-term bonds that went up in percentage, and so then you had a situation where they were stuck, and they ended up, you know, having major issues and had to get bailed out. So yeah, commercial is an interesting kind of a class of real estate, because, you know, then you look at the shift. You look at the shift that happened with the Chinese virus. You know, the setup from China, and what happened is a lot of the home workers started working from home, got accustomed to that, didn't want to come back. You know, the return to the office, they call it RTO, return to office. They don't want to return to the office like some people prefer to work from home. Even attorneys are zooming in and doing Zoom meetings with judges and you know, going to court over the computer. So it's interesting dynamic when you look at that, you know, that side of the business as well.
Well, exactly.
Commercial real estate.
Yeah, it's almost like, yep. I mean, it'd kind of be like a future, you know, it's like if you could predict the future, you know, 50 years ago, it would be like, well, you know, attorneys don't have to go to court anymore. They're just going to be on a TV screen, you know, from that perspective. And kind of here we are. It's not quite the Jetsons. We're not there yet. But it just kind of feels like everything is changing. And so these landlords, especially for commercial, they have a lot of airspace now in between those floors and walls and these office buildings that nobody wants.
Right. Yeah. And then they talk about repurposing that to housing, because a lot of areas are having housing shortages, but that's a lot easier said than done, because a lot of times in those big buildings, the plumbing, the underlying, you know, utilities are not there. So you'd have major, major overhauls of these, spaces. So it's a tough time, Kyle. And, you know, another point I wanted to get to is that when for our audience, we want you to be equipped to win. We want you, like I say on my talk show, is we want to help you win in any marketplace. So my wife Lindsay and I own a top 100 ranked real estate team at Keller Williams Realty. We are the number one real estate company on the planet. And, you know, we just settled that lawsuit too, Kyle. I don't know if you saw that news. I don't like to spend too much time on this because it's ridiculous in my opinion. But you look at that lawsuit that was settled. Keller Williams just posted a statement on it. But yeah, we settled that too. But to me, that was an attack as a Marxist move by you know, a group of attorneys saying, hey, here's an existing power structure. Let's attack that power structure, see if we can shake things up and maybe have some more fruit come down so we can, you know, reposition it. But the point what I'm making is that we want to partner with you, whatever area you're in, whatever state you're in, because we have our huge network through Keller Williams Realty. And the key is, if you're buying, selling, or investing, to pick a great agent, and then you can still have deals. You can still make deals right now, given the market. And it's all about negotiation. It's about structure, how you structure the deal. And we're here to help because the government's not. The government is doing all of their nefarious behind-the-scenes type thing. Setups by just look at the COVID lockdowns and all the mandates. You know, that was essentially the rich getting richer. I think it was $50 trillion, Kyle, wasn't it? Something like that. That was a wealth transfer during that COVID time.
Right. I think you're right about that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's the most money ever transferred from little, small, blue collar, you know, hardworking Americans to the upper class, wealthy, rich lobbyists and politicians. So we're on your side. We want to help you. And that's how you're going to get deals done, is if you partner with someone like us. I'm Brandon Rimes. It's Keller Williams Realty, the Platinum MVP team, Keller Williams Realty. And we can help you in whatever state you're in. And I'll give out my number if that's all right, Kyle.
Of course,
it's,
absolutely.
813-917-1894. You can call or text. And it's 813-917-1894. Call or text that line, and we can help you in any state across the globe, and we'll put you in touch with someone awesome in your area. And then also consumerqb.com is our website. You can go straight to consumerqb, like quarterback. It's the Consumer Quarterback Show, former USF football player, and that's kind of my mantra around my team. It's consumerqb.com.
Very cool indeed. ConsumerQB.com and Brandon Rimes, I really appreciate it. It's always great to talk to you on Wednesday mornings, my friend, and you take care. We're going to talk again next week, I'm sure.
All right, brother. Keep up the good work, Kyle. Appreciate it, man.
Thank you, Brandon. We really appreciate you. So we'll talk to you again real soon. All right, everybody. Brandon Rimes, again, host of the Consumer Quarterback Show right here on AM 860. And check him out again at consumerqb.com. All right, folks. Well, here comes the music. I can't believe it that the program's already starting to come to a close this morning. It's only been started up at 2 a.m. this morning. We're still going strong. And we hope that you can go strong throughout the day. Go out there, folks. Make it a great day. We are going to see you tomorrow morning, bright and early, right back here. Kyle Warren with you. Take care out there.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.